News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee is to hear from supporters of Israel and Palestine about the Occupied Territories Bill as the pre-legislative scrutiny begins. The former Minister of Justice, a board member of the Israel Council on Foreign Relations and chairperson of MDA Ireland, Alan Shatter, is one of those who will be addressing that Oireachtas Committee. Alan Shatter, what arguments will you be making?
Well, firstly, let me say my concern about the bill derives from my concern about Ireland, our country, and the likely impact of what's proposed. This particular bill, about which there's been much campaigning, but very little critical examination, has become a consensus measure within the political bubble. And I know from my past experience as a member of the Dáil for over 30 years that when there's a political consensus across all parties, the difficulty is critical faculties are suspended, rather than this bill in any way remotely contributing to resolving the tragic ongoing Israel-Gaza war or to resolving ongoing Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It's really a sort of a Father Ted-like provision of no relevance of any description to resolving conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. But it does have the potential to do enormous damage to Ireland, to our economy, to our reputation, and despite the perception created by campaigning activists and political parties, it will be of no real benefit of any description to Palestinians.
Okay. Why do you say that? Why do you say it will be of no benefit? Surely it will send out a very powerful signal to the world that Ireland is taking a strong line on what is happening in the occupied territories.
No, it will do... sadly, the exact opposite, and make Ireland utterly and completely irrelevant with regard to making any meaningful, valuable contribution to the resolution of conflict. Why am I saying that? Because, firstly, in the context of the Israel-Gaza conflict, no goods of any description have been exported by any Israeli or Jewish person from Gaza since 2005, when Israel pulled out of Gaza. In relation to the goods themselves, we now know that there's minimal trade involved in such goods. Between 2020 and 2024, the total value of goods imported into Ireland from East Jerusalem and the West Bank came to €685 million. You're talking about largely avocados, dates and olives. Out of that €685,000, I should say. I think I mistakenly said million. Out of the €685,000, €214,000 was in 2024. So you're talking about, firstly, minimal imports. Secondly, the problem with the bill is that the bill indicates that it's respective of the Irish government that no Jewish person should reside or work in East Jerusalem or on the West Bank. So this will be, for the first time, a bill enacted by a European Parliament which specifically targets Jews. We haven't had that since the end of the Nazi regime in 1945.
You're not seriously drawing parallels between this bill and what happened in the 1930s and 1940s?
This is the first time a European government has proposed to enact legislation specifically targeting Jewish people.
Well, what they're targeting is the ICJ has ruled that Israel's settlement policy in occupied Palestinian territories is in breach of international law. And what the advocates of this legislation would say is, we are trying to address that. We are taking action as a sovereign country to show our disapproval of that. And to you may contend that the measures will do little to actually change anything, but they would argue they are trying to tackle that, to address that, and at the very least send out a powerful signal that this country does not approve of this breach of international law.
Well, firstly, it was an opinion of the International Court of Justice. It's not a binding ruling. It doesn't obligate Ireland to do anything. Secondly, the signalling is effectively the Irish government saying that no Jewish person should live or work in East Jerusalem or on the West Bank. And that's what this bill is targeting. And in the context of the manner in which it's been developed, it has the odd impact that not only does it target Jewish people, it targets anybody and everybody, for example, who lives in East Jerusalem. If you're an Israeli Arab, if you're a Palestinian, if you have any particular background at all and reside in East Jerusalem, and some goods are imported into Ireland, there's a prohibition on that, and those who bring them in are behaving illegally.
Yeah, I mean, the same arguments, I have to put it to you, the same arguments were made about actions against apartheid, that this would affect black people in South Africa more, that it would affect their economy, it would damage them. I can't speak for those who are proposing the bill. I'm sure what their argument would be is that these settlements were set up illegally in violation of the Fourth Geneva Convention, and that Ireland as a sovereign state has to take action against that. We cannot allow that and accept that.
Yeah, but you see, your comparatives are completely wrong and totally inaccurate.
Well, I mean, I have to put it to you, Alan.
Sorry, you did ask me the question.
Yeah, no, but you said my comparative was wrong. But, I mean, you were the first to draw historical analogies.
The historical analogy that I'm drawing is absolutely correct. One of the reasons there's no other European state proposing such legislation.
No other European state is proposing legislation
because it has a whiff of the Nazi-era legislation targeting Jews. But on
it wasn't just targeting Jews, it was targeting everyone who lived in the area. It's outrageous to compare this to Nazi legislation.
Difficult. You see, it's very difficult to respond to a question when you
come. No, but I can't, I will let you answer the question, but I can't let you draw comparisons with Nazi-era legislation. Outrageous slur.
It is not an outrageous slur because this legislation intends to specifically target Jewish people in East Jerusalem and the West Bank. It specifically indicates the Irish government believes that those areas should be Judenrein, which was a policy that the Nazi Germany had for Europe. And whilst its intention is to do that, it unintentionally impacts on Israeli Arab citizens and on Palestinians. The legislation also does a number of other things. It's a flagrant breach of European Union law because this is an area.
We don't have time to get into detail. That's very much open to contradiction.
It's not open to contradiction because this is an exclusive area of European Union competence. And there's very specific legal provisions relating to this, despite all the political rhetoric around it. And also, if this bill is enacted, it will seriously impact on the post-Brexit arrangements for the free movement of goods between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. And, of course, the problem is, and I say this to you with all due respect, and I appreciate the opportunity to be interviewed on it, that there's been a one-sided, repetitive narrative which makes anyone who actually deals with the factual background appear to be making outrageous claims. The reality is that the government should withdraw this bill, and it will result in huge damage to Ireland's reputation, Alan, and may undermine the position of American companies and businesses based in Ireland,
Alan,
because this
legislation
violates United States federal and state
Alan
voice
Shatter, policy. Former Minister for Justice, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.